Hello and good morning for the middle of October in Sudbury. Here is your morning preview of stories to help you start the day. Walden Mountain Bike Club members were rolling Saturday. It's only 2 weeks to Halloween, and some pretty wild women dressed as witches were seen in Sudbury's South End on Saturday. And no, you weren't seeing things. The ladies from the Walden Mountain Bike Club were out on a fundraiser in support of the Sudbury Food Bank. Spokesperson Stacy Green, no pun, spokes, get it? Said it was originally planned as another popular health and fitness ride, but it quickly turned into to be a dedicated ride for the food bank. Green said it wasn't planned as an official bike club event, but as things turned out, all the women riding on the Witch Patrol were WMBC members. Green said it appears the ride might become an annual event, given the apparent fun and popularity among the membership. The ladies took their ride around different parts of the South End, as well as the Ramsey Lake area. You can learn more about and see a dozen photos of the riders by going to Sudbury. Come here. https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/walden-bike-club-witches-have-fundraising-ride-for-the-sudbury-food-bank-photos-4521533 Ontario pledges money to fight human trafficking. A new initiative is underway to fight human trafficking in the north. Cash that is seized from criminal activity will be used to help prevent crime and provide support for victims. The Ontario government is investing $64,300 to support Angels of Hope Against Human Trafficking's Northeastern Ontario Youth Compassion Groups and Human Trafficking Workshops. Angels of Hope Against Human Trafficking supports the survivors of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, while guiding them along their road to recovery. This is all part of the Civil Remedies Grant Program funding that will help develop innovative, bilingual prevention and awareness workshops against human trafficking and sexual exploitation. The education is directed to at-risk youth aged 9 to 17 in urban and rural northeastern Ontario. The grant is part of a $1.5 million reinvestment of cash and proceeds seized from criminals to help local partners fight back against crime and victimization that threaten their communities. Learn more about the program here, https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/province-provides-64300-to-help-fight-human-trafficking-in-northeastern-ontario-4522306 CN Rail works quickly to restore service on the tracks near Capreol. So what was all the excitement on that section of road near the CN Rail tracks near Capreol on the weekend? Well, it seems a good section of the railroad bed was washed away by high water, leaving about 5 or 6 meters of track just hanging there above the water. So there's no official information yet on how it all went down, but CN Rail main line leading south out of Capreol was out of service for part of the weekend owing to the washout, which occurred on a section of track near an area known as Greens Lake Rapids. The incident did not appear to cause any damage to CN trains or cause any injury. One local social media video posting was made Friday evening at about 7 p.m. showing three CN employees inspecting the washout just west of Regional Road 82, Old Highway 69N, and maybe 50 meters south of the Hanna Avenue turnoff. For CN, the area is described as part of the Bala subdivision. The section of CN track was running parallel to the nearby highway. You can learn more about the story and see some photos here on Sudbury.com. https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/roadbed-washout-disrupts-cn-rail-service-south-of-Capreol-4522259 City Hall staff under pressure to lower the city budget by at least $1 million. So we should find out this week how our city council intends to tackle the 2022 city budget in Sudbury. Maintaining a tax levy increase as low as Greater Sudbury City Council wants for 2022 will take some doing, according to a report by Budgets Coordinator Lisa Lenz. In June, the city's Finance and Administration Committee requested that city staff prepare a draft budget that includes a tax levy increase no greater than 3%. Right now, the draft budget is a bit higher than that, sitting at 3.4%. According to the notes Lenz has prepared in a report included in the agenda for Tuesday night's meeting. She wrote that staff will have to reduce the budget by more than $1 million to meet that guideline before November. You can get more information on that story here, on Sudbury.com, https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/wealth-of-demands-complicate-city-of-greater-sudbury-budget-preparations-4522699 drilling for the cool. That sounds hot. So they're drilling for heat, and drilling for the cool, at Cambrian College. Well, that's only part of the story of what's going at the Glencore Innovation Center. They're drilling holes in the ground that can be used for huge money savings in extracting geothermal heat in the winter, and geothermal coolness in the summer. Now that's innovation. Cambrian said its sustainability projects have been saving them hundreds of thousands of dollars ever since the conception of these plans. On October 13, Honeywell announced that in their partnership with Cambrian College, they will be entering Phase 3 of sustainability efforts, which is projected to save them $4.5 million over the next 10 years. Cambrian College is very much supporting the net zero requirements by the year 2050, said Leo Viano. The interim director of facilities management for Cambrian Viano explained that by reducing the use of energy, they are seeing a significant decrease in utility costs. And the money saved, in turn, can go into school programs, classrooms and labs. You can get the full story on Sudbury.com here, https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/cambrian-college-enters-phase-3-in-its-drive-to-sustainability-4522322 vaccine passports not required, at this time, at Northern Hospitals. Unlike new measures brought in for several hospitals in Ontario in recent days, there is currently no requirement for visitors to Health Sciences North, HSN, in Sudbury to have a COVID-19 vaccination passport. It's the same story at several hospitals in the main cities across northern Ontario. This follows reports from several cities across the province where local hospitals are now requesting proof of being fully vaccinated. One high-profile example is the University Health Network in Toronto. It will be asking all visitors to have proof of their double dose of the vaccine by this coming Friday, October 22. A similar initiative is being put in place by Trillium Health Partners in Mississauga and West Toronto, which will take effect by October 25. There will be exceptions for people visiting the emergency department and for people actually requiring hospitalization. In all, more than a dozen Ontario hospitals have initiated the stricter protocol. But so far, not in Sudbury, said HSN spokesperson Jason Turnbull. HSN is not asking for vaccine passports for visitors entering our sites at this time. Instead, all HSN visitors must pass through COVID-19 screening prior to entering the hospital, provide a name and phone number to staff to support contact tracing, and wear a mask at all times, said Turnbull. However, as per provincial guidance for restaurants, proof of vaccination is required for visitors to dine in the Rock Garden Cafe, which is the commercial dining room, cafeteria in the hospital. More about that story here, https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/several-large-ontario-hospitals-are-requiring-vaccination-passports-for-visitors-4521199 Finally, here's a quick weather rundown for Monday. Expect Monday to be a moody middle-of-the-month cloudy day with a clearing sunny period happening early in the afternoon, according to Environment Canada. They're also predicting winds from the northwest up to 20 kilometers per hour, with a high temperature of only 11 Celsius. As an added bonus, the air quality is expected to be excellent. The UV index will be 3, or moderate. Moving into Monday night, expect clear conditions, with a low of 5 Celsius. For current weather conditions, short-term and long-term forecasts, visit Sudbury.com's weather page at www.sudbury.com/weather. https://www.sudbury.com/weather Sudbury.com is looking for photos of the latest weather conditions in Greater Sudbury. If something catches your eye with the day's weather, snap a picture and send it over to editor@sudbury.com to be featured on our website.